Okay, questions for Chapter 9, Section 4. When Roosevelt served out his one elected term and the rest of McKinley's term, again, it was tradition that you only did two terms back in those days, and he had done pretty much two terms, so he decided that he would step out of the presidency, and he more or less handpicked William Howard Taft to be the next president, and the voters, I guess, had such respect for Roosevelt that they voted for Taft thinking it was going to be a continuation of a Roosevelt presidency. Taft did a lot of good things while president. He did not like being president. He despised being president in many ways. He was a very distinguished jurist and would ultimately go on to become the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court. The only man to ever hold that distinction, being President of the United States and Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, pretty impressive. But Taft was a trust buster. He actually broke up more trusts than Roosevelt did while Roosevelt was president. But Taft angered the progressives in many ways, and the book talks about him not being a cutter of tariffs, that he fired Gifford Pinchot, who was a famous conservationist who Roosevelt had appointed to important government positions to kind of oversee and head the whole conservation movement. But the biggest takeaway for you to understand about Taft was he was viewed as being too conservative by the progressives. In other words, he wasn't progressive enough. He was progressive. He did things that would be a part of the progressive agenda. He just didn't push far enough in many ways, and then kind of stymied the progressive movement, at least as far as the progressives were concerned in other areas. So instead of being a true progressive and continuing on with what Roosevelt had started, many people viewed him as being too conservative in his progressivism. I know that's kind of confusing. And therefore, they didn't think that he was really supporting the progressive agenda. That ultimately leads to Roosevelt, who, when he left the presidency, went big game hunting in Africa and did all these other things, to come back to the United States and in 1912 challenge Taft for the Republican nomination for president. Ultimately, the party stayed with Taft because that's what the party machine felt like it needed to do. But then Roosevelt went and ran his own third party candidacy under the title of the Progressive Party, or sometimes referred to as the Bull Moose Party, because he said when he came back from Africa, Roosevelt that is, that he was strong as a bull moose. So he ran on his own progressive agenda against the more conservative Taft. And he ran, so that split the Republican Party. There was also a socialist candidate, Eugene Debs, who would have been viewed as kind of the ultimate progressive, because again, the socialists want to blow up capitalism and do all kinds of things beyond even what the progressives were calling for in terms of regulation and reform. And then the Democrat, Woodrow Wilson, who is definitely a progressive, and his main areas we'll talk about in just a second, he pretty much walked into the White House because the Republican Party had split itself over Taft supporters and Roosevelt supporters, and Debs got his 6% of the vote or whatever it was that he got in that particular election, which opened the door for Wilson to be kind of the one. There's like a 30 or 40 year time span here where the Republicans completely dominate the White House, and Wilson is the one Democrat who finds his way in here for a couple of terms, and it wouldn't have happened in all likelihood if Roosevelt had not stepped in and complicated the matter for the Republican Party. It could have, I guess. I don't know if Wilson would have beat Taft straight up or not, but it certainly made it easy for Wilson to walk into the White House when Roosevelt split the party. Wilson, and we'll talk more about him in the next section, but the two main areas that we're going to talk about him as it relates to trusts. There'll be a significant piece of antitrust legislation passed by Wilson and a whole slew of financial reforms that Wilson will be very famous for ushering in during his presidency. So again, Taft not progressive enough, leading to a challenge to his position as the Republican standard bearer in the election of 1912 by Teddy Roosevelt, who was, again, had more or less handpicked Taft to become president. Once Taft showed that he was too conservative in his progressivism. Roosevelt challenged him, and that ultimately made the job of Woodrow Wilson, in terms of his getting elected president, that much easier.